media members who have joined our call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches or student athletes that are with us here this afternoon. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Lou Rowe, and his senior guard, Stucky Mosley. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm well, Coach. Last year, when we were talking, it was so many new guys. I think two returning players and all newcomers. And this year, sort of the opposite. It's almost all experienced players. How has it been different for your team in the preseason?
Well, I mean, we are thankful that we have a lot of guys back that are in their second year with me. But we're also really aware of the fact that we're still young. We have 10 guys that are freshmen and sophomores on the team, and only four guys, one junior and three seniors, and one of those seniors didn't play last year. So we're still young, but I can tell that there's a difference, you know, especially between the guys who are returning and the younger guys.
Your team played so many close games. It seemed like every game was a down-to-the-wire game, and your young guys got experience in that type of situation. You certainly got better as the year went along. How do you feel like that experience will benefit them this year?
Well, I tell my guys this, that each year kind of takes on its own dynamic, and not to just feel like because we played close games last year that, you know, we're a year older, it's going to be figured out. I think we have to keep a chip on our shoulder, and we have to continue to work the same way that we worked last year and have the same focus and the same attention that we had last year in order to continue to take steps.
Stucky, even though you were a new guy to the JMU team, you certainly were one of the more experienced college basketball players on that roster. I'm sure you had to do quite a bit of teaching and things like that in practice. How do you feel like this year has been different as you've gotten ready for this season?
Like you said, we have a lot of people coming back that played last year. So this year is different. Last year I was helping people out where to be on the floor. Our starting five basically knows where to be and what to do on the floor.
We've got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Melissa.
And that comes from the line of Shane Mitlin, Daily News Record.
Hey, Stucky. We were talking a little bit earlier about how, you know, there's been kind of in recent years a trend of guys transferring away from, you know, so-called mid-major programs to, you know, try to see if they can make it, you know, high majors. As a guy who transferred into the CAA, just what's your thoughts on the conference and the level of play and, you know, what brought you, like, not only to JMU but attracted you to, you know, the league and the school?
The main thing that brought me to JMU was my relationship with Coach Rowe. I talked about this before. I knew him when I was in high school, and when I was transferring, it just felt right to come here and play for him. And as for the level of the CAA, last year, like you said, a lot of our games were close games, so it's very competitive.
Yeah. Hey, and Lou is somebody who also went through that transfer process when you were a player. Just, you know, when you look at it as a coach now, do you sell the quality of play of the league as a whole as something, you know, you're selling to guys when you're trying to bring them in?
Yes. First of all, I want to say I'm very thankful that I had that relationship with Stucky and that he's here. I'm very respectful, and even to a point of sometimes I'm amazed at the attention or lack thereof that the CAA gets. You know, tremendous coaches. So, you know, some, I say this all the time, some leagues are coaches' league, some leagues are players' leagues. I feel like this league does a tremendous amount of talent. You know, the young players, you look at the players that are returning to this league, you know, it's amazing. You know, you look at a guy like Matt being named honorable mention, he averaged almost 18 points in the league. And, you know, but you also have to look at some of the coaches in this league. So even when we talk about some of the teams where people think, well, I don't know the players, they have new players in this league where the coaches are so good and the systems are so good, you know, and the way they recruit and evaluate, that you know that whoever's on the team, whoever's on the roster, you know, they're going to wind up being really competitive. So I just feel like it's a really good league top to bottom, and I absolutely sell that in recruiting, that, you know, how good this league is, how tough it is, and the tremendous amount of success consistently that the CAA has had.
Thanks, guys.
speaking of Stuckey, certainly came in last year and certainly became one of the top players in the conference. What makes him such a good player, and what were you looking for him to do in his senior year?
First of all, what I'm looking for him to do, I always tell him, I just want Stuckey to be Stuckey. I tell all these guys, you know, in my recruiting, I really get to know guys, and I don't ever want to put any guy in a situation where he's uncomfortable. So I want Stuckey to be Stuckey. I do feel like he can take more of a leadership role and be more vocal. But honestly, what makes Stuckey great is the same. You know, he's a tremendous kid, a joy to be around. He's really easygoing. It's amazing. For as good a player as he is, obviously, he never complains. Anything that I put in front of him, it's kind of the makeup of our team. These guys just go to work, and that starts with Stuckey. And it's funny, you know, obviously he's a player, he can really score. He's never once come to me and said, Coach, I need this play run for me, or why didn't you put the ball in my hands? And he just comes out and goes to work for me. And I think that's what makes him a really, really good player. And I honestly feel like it's helped him to continue to take steps to the point where he is now. I feel like he got even better in the offseason.
We've got another media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Melissa.
And that's on the line of John Titel, HoopsHD.com.
Hey, Stuckey, I wanted to ask you, I'm sure you guys are just focused on practice now and then the first game of the year when it arrives, but if you can look ahead to late November, you guys play in the Oakland Hoops Challenge right around Thanksgiving with back-to-back games at Oakland and then against Northern Illinois. As somebody who's played each of those teams multiple times during your careers, I know it's been like a few years since, but since both teams have coaches who've been around a while, do you think it gives you a big advantage because you have experience playing against teams who you've played against multiple times in the past?
I think it gives you a little bit of advantage just knowing their style of play. But I think the last time I played them, I don't know if they even have any of the same players that they have on the team now. So it's not too much of an advantage, but it definitely helps knowing their style of play.
Lou, you touched on all the freshmen that played a lot last year, including Matt Lewis, who was honorable mention all-conference. He and Darius Banks both made the all-rookie team. How have those guys improved their games in the offseason?
Well, it's funny. We actually had a team meeting, watched a little film yesterday, and I touched on this. One of our biggest – Stuckey, I feel like, got better this summer, and Matt got better throughout the season and obviously this summer. And I thought that was had a lot to do with those guys going against each other. All day in practice, those guys compete against each other and all the one-on-one drills. They really, really push each other. And so Darius Banks, even though he had a little bit of an injury this summer, he did a lot of work on his jump shot. All these guys are workers. They're all, you know, really competitive kids. I think that feeds and bleeds into the rest of our team. And they're all so competitive, and they all push each other so hard that I feel like, you know, that as a team, but even individually, it allows those guys to get better.
Stuckey, speaking of that and those battles, do you feel like you're sort of a mentor to some of those guys to bring them along?
I think a lot of them look to me and just try to do the right things on the court and off the court. I don't know so much as a mentor, but I think I try to lead by example a lot during practice and during games.
Lou, we've talked about a lot of the guys in the backcourt, but you also had, along with DeBell, a bunch of young guys up front that played a lot of minutes that you kind of mixed and matched. How have you seen them grow, and do you expect them to take two big strides this season?
Yes, I feel like that's the part of our team that's the most underrated. Obviously, we have DeVale, who's a really, really talented and athletic guy. Started most of the games for us last year. But we had those young bigs, Greg, Zach, and DJ Wilson. Greg Jones and Zach Jacobs and DJ Wilson. And I feel like because Matt and Banks were so good, and obviously Matt was tremendous, and you know, Banks had a really, really good freshman year. You look at some of the numbers that Zach and DJ had, And even some of the contributions that Greg had, I can pick three or four games right off the top of my head that we don't win. You know, we're not competitive if Greg's not on the court. And I feel like if Matt and Banks aren't having the year that they're having, that those guys get more attention and more recognition. And I honestly think, I've told those guys this, for our team to really take a step everybody's looking at Matt Banks and Stuck, and that's easy. For us to be really good, that's where we have to, you know, that's where we're going to have to win some battles and really take strides. It's for those guys to continue to understand that I appreciate them and I understand how good they are and that they're really the backbone of our team.
Stucky, what are some of the things that you've worked on in the offseason to try to take your game to a different level?
Just trying to master my skills, just working on a lot of ball handling, shooting and finishing, stuff like that, and just trying to get better each and every day, just doing what I already do.
Coach, we've talked a lot about returners. I know you have some newcomers. Do you have any guys that have impressed you that you think might have a chance to see some playing time or make it into your rotation this season?
So just piggybacking off of us talking about how iron sharpens iron and how Stucky and Matt pushed each other and made each other better. Immediately coming into practice, even this summer, Deshaun Parker has been tremendous. He's I think he and Matt have bonded a lot. They push each other. They're really competitive in practice, and it kind of allows Stucky to go at Banks a little more, and Deshaun and Matt can kind of go at each other, and just that depth in the backcourt, I think we really really need it. I asked a lot of Stucky, Banks, and Matt last year. They played a lot of minutes. I can think back to the Charleston game at home last year. Matt played 43 minutes in the game. We just came off a lot of games, and I feel like at the end of the year, we were playing in the tournament, and you know, we press a little bit and we're a little bit aggressive defensively, and we didn't have a huge rotation in the backcourt. So that was something that I was really concerned about in the recruiting, and that these guys would maybe take some of the heavy lifting off of them so that we have legs at the end of the year. And I think Deshaun's going to be a kid that walks right in and is able to do that. So out of all the freshmen, I honestly feel like he stood out. And the rest of the guys, Devin's battled a little bit of an injury, and I feel like he was in a really good spot, but he just is battling a little bit of an injury. And Hick is just a guy who's a freshman who has to learn the difference between high school basketball and college basketball. Really talented, has a chance to be a really good player, but he's a guy who has to learn what it takes to be what Division I basketball is about, CAA basketball is all about. And I feel like having those other guys around him, Stucky, Matt Banks, he's got to – No, he's going to learn quickly.
I know since you've been there, you've always stressed the need to be strong on the defensive end. How does this group look defensively, and are they learning and buying into the concepts that you teach?
Well, I think if you ask them, they'll probably say that I'm never happy with the defense. We're always working. We're always focused on it. We want that to be our backbone. We want to be aggressive. We want to, you know, stand people up and make them have to work to score. And so it's something that we, you know, every practice is something that we approach and something that we work on. And back to what Stucky was saying, that's the biggest place to me where I see the experience. We have a group of guys that know everything, know what spots to be in, and sometimes we play them against the new guys, and it shows and exposes the fact that those guys have been in my system. So it's a matter of keeping the returning guys hungry and aggressive, as well as teaching the younger guys. So it's always a work in progress.
Before I let you guys go, just Lou, just talk about what you feel like some of the keys for your team to be successful this season.
First of all, it's to keep kind of a chip on your shoulder and to keep working. You know, sometimes the narrative is you played a lot of close games and you were young, so you're a year older. And I want that to be the narrative for this team. I want us to work. I want us to work for everything and not expect anything. It's a really tough league. The year is a grind. So these guys got to be focused and they have to be working. But also, I do feel like that, you know, Matt Stuck and Banks. I feel like getting some depth in the backcourt, having Deshaun step up and, you know, getting Hick up to speed, Jonathan Hicklin, and so that we're able to have some minutes in the backcourt, but also letting those frontcourt guys understand that it is what it is. You know, these guys are maybe going to get some attention in the backcourt, but you guys in the frontcourt are the guys that I really rely on, and I really want to take that next step. And I think they're underappreciated, and I want them to know their importance, and I want them to kind of step out of the shadows a little bit this year.
How about for you, Stucky? What's it going to take for the Dukes to make a run at a CAA championship this year?
Pretty much what Coach said. Just keep that chip on our shoulder and just pay attention to little details and know that everything matters, even in practice, knowing that, like, little things matter and they build up into the game, and that's what gets you wins.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for taking time with us this afternoon. Good luck with the rest of practice, and look forward to seeing you play during the season.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.